Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and tonight we're going to be kind of all over the place, kind of doing some theoretical stuff, and the idea of what's really happening. Have you noticed today, okay, I should rephrase, okay, today's the 9th, so on the 8th of July, I noticed anyway, that Argentina, the United States, New Zealand, Australia, there's another country there somewhere, have all decided now, for your own good and your own safety, that you would have a door knock on your door so that somebody could come in and give you an injection. Imagine that. Coming in without being invited to give you something you don't want. Now, I thought that was kind of hokey. Let's see if I got it here. Okay, wait for this stupid thing to buffer again. You know, I got a network thing here going now with the fiber optic, and I still have to wait for these things to buffer. Here you go.
Complicated. We're not asking anybody to make any political statement one way or another. We're saying try and save your life and that of your family and that of the community. It's, you know, we have so many things, as you said, so many diseases that I deal with that don't have solutions. It's very frustrating. You don't have a treatment or you don't have a vaccine. Here we have a vaccine that's highly, highly effective in preventing disease and certainly in preventing severe disease and hospitalization. It's easy to get, it's free, and it's readily available. So, you know, you've got to ask, what is the problem? Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it and try and save the lives of yourself and your family.
Now this is coming from Dr. Fauci. Dr. Liar. You know, nothing he said there was true. Nothing. He came off looking convincing. But if you watch this video, it's on Twitter. The link is there. This guy, if you look at his eyes, and again, it's around the 50-second mark. At the 50-second mark, you look at Dr. Fauci when you freeze, and you look at the guy sitting beside him, the announcer. They both look like they're under some kind of hypnosis. Their eyes are at half-mast, both of them. It's like they're like puppets on the string and basically speaking whatever. And Fauci's lip is down, so I don't know if he has a stroke or something, but he is now telling you to get this vaccine. It's safe, it's effective. When did this happen again? Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson are all saying that it doesn't stop you from getting the corona or the SARS-CoV or the Delta variant or the boo-boo-loo, gaga-boo that's coming up next. And there's a new strain now coming out of South America, a Lambton strain now. You know what everybody has forgotten? First, that Fauci's a fucking liar. Let's just call it the way it is. When I hear a guy like that talk, it just irks my ire that knowing this guy would sacrifice Americans and the world to sell a drug or a concoction or a cocktail that's put inside of a syringe ready to inject an operating system into people, and he doesn't give a flying flamingo about you or anybody else as long as his stocks and his stock options go up. How does the head of the medical assistants in the United States has such a high level of conflict of interest is beyond me. And for him to come out and make a statement like that, like I said, irks my ire. Because now what will happen, as I mentioned earlier, Argentina now is saying you're going to have to get mandatory vaccines. They're going to come knocking on your door. Mr. Biden today, the president of America, is saying that they're going to come knocking on your door. You know, that it's to save you. I don't remember anybody asking to be saved. The only person I want to save me is Jesus. That's it. I don't need anybody else's salvation. You know, I'm good with that. And the last I checked, our bodies are our own We're actually made in the image of God, so technically God owns us. So how is it that this guy is going to come knocking on my door saying, have you had your shot yet? No. You want your shot? No. You know the benefits of the shot? There are no benefits. It's all experimental. There is no FDA approval. Yeah, people, everything, anytime they've tested these injectables, because they're not vaccines, even the companies are saying they're not vaccines, they have been applied to animal studies, they all died. Why would I do this? They say, well, you're not going to be able to go anywhere. Now I'm waiting for the motherland of the Commonwealth, South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, United States, Canada, the UK. We're waiting for the motherland to see what she does in the UK. Is there going to be that lockdown? You're going to have to walk around with a bracelet on you or a piece of paper saying you got a shot up the ass kind of thing. You know, what's going to happen there? Like I said, country, Russia, Russia. I had such high hopes that Russia would somehow... I'm deluded, I got to tell you. I knew it was a delusion to begin with. I know they're all the same. Doesn't matter who you are, Russian, Mr. Putin, Mr. Biden, Mr. Trudeau. They're all the same, no different. They're just in different parts of the world reading from the same script. But this is what the big, big, big bitch I have with Russia. When the Orthodox Church starts propagating... propaganda by the government and by the pharmaceutical industries over there, and telling their congregation to go get a shot. Seriously, what business does that have to do with anybody in the hierarchy of any belief system? I don't give a shit what it is. Islam, Judaism, Christianity, Orthodox, Protestantism, Catholicism, Hinduism, Buddhism. What business does the administrators of the faith, of their faith, have to do with involving themselves with government propaganda? That irks my... When I hear, even over here in the West, and you got people going to a church, people are born again, and people are going to different belief systems, and their ministers are telling them to get a vaccine. Are you fucking kidding me? Do these people even know how to read? Are they this incoherent that they would actually sacrifice their congregation to an untested, and I shouldn't say untested, the tests have gone on, but an unapproved programming system that they're putting into people? They should stick to what they know. Or why, I shouldn't say that either, because apparently they don't know jack shit about anything. But if you are a minister, as far as I know, to the best of my understanding, the Bible is your base of faith that you're supposed to be administering to the people of faith. Not telling them what to do in regarding to take something that is unapproved, has never been validated, and why in the world would you use your authority to undermine somebody's health with experimental vaccines that have been tried on animals and has killed all their test subjects? If you are this ignorant and this incoherent, then you need to shut the fuck up. Seriously, you're nothing but a bloody hand to murder, hiding behind the faith, hiding behind a Bible, hiding behind a podium. Are you fucking kidding me? The last I understood, ministers were supposed to be telling people about the saving grace of Christ and the offer that God gave us, and that we're administering the faith so that we can be encouraged to be with our Heavenly Father, not to take some godless technology and injecting that into people. Boy, I hear this kind of shit. Boy, I get pissed right off. I really do. I have... Whoa. This is supposed to be a place that reflects the God's grace and mercy, and yet they're advocating to take... They're telling people to take an injection, which they have absolutely no fucking clue of whatsoever. This is something else. And I don't care if you're a Jehovah's Witness or whatever. If you're in a position where you have a congregation... Your obligation is to encourage the people of the faith. As far as an injection goes, that is not approved, that is not even a vaccine, they tell you it's not a vaccine, and don't listen to this lying fuck here. He's been lying to us ever since this got started. Mask is window dress. Oh, you need to wear 10 masks. Oh, the PCR test is anything about 35. No, go. No, we need to use the PCR. He's never flip-flopping. Why would anybody believe this jackass now? It's beyond me. So when I hear this kind of shit coming from a pulpit, honest to God, I just get all worked. I'm like ticked. Why don't we just sacrifice God's people to this fucking bullshit. I mean, this is what we're doing. So, I mean, and some of you may criticize because I'm using the F-bomb tonight, but you know what? This is a salt of the earth language. This is salt of the earth. It's strong language. It's not swearing. It's not cursing. It is just salt of the earth language. Street language. That's the language that you will understand. That's the language that gets the message across. That's the language that will get a response mechanism out of you. That's what you need. A kick in the ass because you're so fucking stupid to listen to this kind of stupidity. If you are any kind of person that has any kind of faith in any living God that you, whatever you're going to, you know, I believe in the living God through Jesus. That's my, and I don't have no bones telling you what I think. Some of you might say I need to correct some things. Well, that may be true, but so do you. The point I'm trying to get across here is this. If you are a person of faith seeking God, then seek the things that are godly, not the science, this bullshit, this alchemy that they're trying to perpetrate on people. This is nothing but a weapon of mass destruction on a global level. Unheard of and unprecedented. And then to have churches get to say this shit to their congregation, slaughtering the sheep in their fold, literally. This is just beyond belief. This is one of the reasons why I don't go to a church. I don't feel the need to hear that kind of bullshit. And neither should you, anybody that's listening to this crap. So anyway, I wanted to get that off, that Russia is using the Orthodox Church to propagate an injection to their people that isn't going to do anything more or anything better than the shit we've got here in the West. It's a kill switch no matter where you get it from, whether you're getting it from China, and China, even the Chinese are saying they never found the biomarker for this or the genetic material. How in the world can anybody be this gullible to believe that they have never found it or identified it? And how can you create any kind of vaccine toward a disease you don't know what, that you have no validation to? Now we're finding out that we got graphene in the vaccines. Whoa. Don't get sucked into these narratives. We got more than just graphene in these things. You got all kinds of nanometallic materials that are designed to release operating systems to designated nucleotides and proteins to further cause an anomaly in your system, altering even the very code of your genetic code in your DNA. Let me give you an example. When you got corn growing in the field, you think you're seeing corn, right? But that corn can be programmed to manufacture plastic. Holy cow, plastic. Plastic, did you know that? If you tell those protein sequences with nanopods inserted into the seeds, then when the enzymes activate those proteins and turns on the the operating system. The operating system will tell that corn to manufacture a plastic or a plasticizer, and they can grow acres and acres and acres of this type of corn, so that when they harvest it, they use that for the automotive industry, of all things, and other industries too. So you can tell these proteins or these DNA sequences what to manufacture, what to produce, what feature you want into the seed, what type of an amino profile you want into that seed, what kind of nucleotide you want into that seed. This is how they genetically engineer seeds. Now, when we're talking today in regard to the genetics of us, it works on this very same principle. The only difference is now it's injected or inserted. See, when you want to genetically engineer a seed, you have to break open the seed. So they either use an electrical charge or some kind of mechanism that actually just puts a hole, indents a hole into the seed, so the nanopod, the golden nanopod, can now be put in with its program. Now you take the same principle and you penetrate the host with a syringe, loading it up with all kinds of commands. Like I said, this is all this is all a code, all of it. And the interesting thing about this code, once it's inserted, guess what? All it takes now is a frequency to activate it. You don't even have to be that close. You know that heat wave we had across Canada and the United States there and parts of the U.S. and most of Canada? Those were solar reflectors. Those were microwaves. Microwaves are beaming down on the earth to give us this impression that we're having some kind of geoengineered planetary meltdown. They fired microwaves from the sky. Look at, was it Lytton? Lytton, yeah, I think she said it was Lytton. British Columbia. They directed energy weapon that place. Look, you know that building that fell down in Florida? They were blaming it on structural defects and blah, blah, blah. That was all directed energy. You know, again, the media is just covering up. I guess per normal, per usual, you know, it would be amazing if the media actually ever told the truth for once. Yeah, it'd be more amazing if a politician ever did. And now I'm beginning to wonder about some of these ministers in these institutions. See, let me go back to that churching. The real church that we should be going to is an assembly of believers that actually believe the biblical truths, if you're of that ilk. That's the true church. Not some structure, not some building, not some organization. What we have is an organized pile of bullshit that is now misleading the very congregation into suicide or genocide or democide or planicide, however way you want to look at it. If the Buddhists are telling that to their congregation, if the Hindus are telling that to their congregation, if the Orthodox are telling it to their congregation, if the Catholics are telling that to their congregation, that the Protestants are doing the same thing, the non-traditional beliefs are telling the same, the Judaic belief system is telling them that, it's time then to find the real living God and not some religion. Because all that's going to do is slaughter the people. So we're seeing this mechanism of slaughter through genetics and frequency and codes. We're worried about the graphene. The graphene, oh boy, the graphene, it's going to blah-dee-dah and blow the graphene. The graphene is a conduit. It's there. Now I put a little something tonight about graphene. I'll read it. Another aspect to graphene and why it's in the injectables, our magnetic bilayer graphene can be switched on with a very low power that can be read electronically very easily. The fact that there's not a large magnetic field extending outward from the material means you can pack magnetic bits very close together without worrying about interference. See, graphene is not magnetic until you twist it, contort it, or until you put edges against each other. In other words, if you get one edge and you lay it against another edge, it will create a slight magnetic field, which now allows you to, you can now write code to. Get this? You can now write code to. Now, with the 6G frequency using the iron oxide, you can now refine the frequency and direct that beam with the iron oxide through that graphene. Now, you can transmit whatever frequency, code, or operating system you want now the materials inside to perform. The other aspect of this as well is now you can be read with a reader. Someone says, what do you mean by that? So you know how you go into a store and they have facial recognition or eye or ocular recognition or fingerprint recognition? Well, now you don't need all that. Now you can walk into a store, they can set up a monitor, and the monitor will go off saying that you've been injected. That's coming. You know, they said in the United States, we're not going to do the passport. Oh, no, we're not going to do the passport. You watch, that will be coming next. Whatever the Mudalan is going to do in the UK, the Americans will follow, the Canadians will follow, the Australians will follow, the New Zealanders will follow, the South Africans will follow, any other territory that belongs to the old British Empire will capitulate. Will capitulate. They'll go along with it. Okay. They were talking their horseshit, and they've been talking their horseshit. And this is why I said you can never, ever, ever trust the media. You can never, ever, ever trust your political leaders. They're all the same. United States, Canada, United Kingdom, Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, Luxembourg, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, you know, all of them the same. Estonia, Macedonia, Croatia, Ukraine, Bulgaria, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Slovakia, all the same. No different. Africa, look what they did to the African leaders that did stand up. They killed them. Replaced them with yes men or yes women. Total, 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 total same. Don't expect this to go away. You know why it won't go away? Because nobody wants to fight. And as long as everyone is willing to stand down and let them walk in, it ain't gonna matter. It ain't gonna matter. They are going to inject your children. There was somebody I was talking to in Australia earlier, and they were telling me there's some kind of mandate coming where they're going to take away your 2- and 3-year-olds. This is going to be the Hunger Games and Orwell 1984 all in one. So if you don't have any kids, maybe that was a blessing. You know, because if you have children, you may lose them anyway to the new world order, which is nothing but an old world tyranny. This shit happened before. Somebody sent me something interesting. I'll read it, see if I can find it real quick. It had to do with the time when Jesus was born. Let me see if I can find it here. Give me a second. There's this thing that's all bopped up all over the place. There you go. Holy cow, he disappeared. Okay, is it that one? Nope. Give me a minute here, I'll find it. But it was an interesting, here he is, okay. Let's see if I can find this thing. Alright, let me read this. When Jesus was a baby, Satan prompted the government to murder babies. Remember that? Herod got all worked up because the three kings said they came to offer their gifts to the king, the new king of the world and whatever, king of kings. And so he said, well, go tell it. When he find him, come tell me so I can go give him, I can worship too. And they heard in the dream to not go back to him because he would come and kill the child. Well, then Jesus was a baby. Satan prompted the government to murder babies. Now, new government, same old demons. This is more than politics. They are going to come after your genetic lineage. and they're going to reprogram the new that lineage. They will be slaves all their lives. They will not know any difference. You know why they won't know any difference? Because mom and dad have sat on their ass while the government came in and took away your civil liberties. And one of them was to have families uninterrupted by government, non-interference. Now they're so far up your backside they can count the cornflakes you had 3 nights ago. That's how bad it is now. We are looking at a global tyranny like we've never seen. And this is not going to go away, ever. Because as long as everyone is just going to go, it's okay. I can go watch a baseball game now. I got a shot. Fucking baseball game. You know, it amazes me. I grew up with these values about life being very valuable. Treasure your life. Treasure life because it's a short life and treasure it. And it's amazing to me how people will sacrifice their life over a baseball game. People tell me, I want to travel. I want to travel. I got to get the shot so I can travel. Now you got the shot and they won't let you go anywhere. I'm scared to get on an airplane because I didn't get the shot. And this is not think about this. Everybody who gets on an airplane doesn't have the shot. They decide to take that plane down. Well, hey, there goes a whole, 200 people? Don't have to worry about them no more. You know. It's amazing to me. I want to watch a hockey game. I want to go see baseball. I want to be able to go, partying with my friends. I want to. How much is your life worth? Or the other one that gets me. My job is demanding I get shot. What am I going to do? Is your life, is the job worth more than your life? Think about that for a minute. Is your job worth more than your life? Everything around us is material. Everything around us, we can pretty much live without. Majority of the things we've got are either burdens or comforts. And either way, the burdens, you got furniture, nice shit on your walls and this and that. And all you're doing is working to keep it clean and looking nice. Show off to your friends and family members that you have some measure of success in life because now you can afford to buy junk you don't need. Think about that sometime. You need a 5,000 square foot home. Unless you're in business for yourself and having the business out of the house, I can't see why you need something that big. Think about it sometime. The illusion and the dream they got us all believing in how we have to have these things in this life to show our level of success, prosperity, and that we've got money and we got prestige now. We're going to take that all away from you anyway. Did you get your shot? No. We're going to take away your house. No, wait a minute here. Where's the needle? What part do you want to stick it in? Just jab it in there. Is this where it's going? Something to think about. Something to consider. Let me see. I got some more stuff here. The graphene, and I mentioned this before, and how it's there to as a conduit, and it's a superconductor, and with the iron oxide, it will just further confine the 6G beam through the body. You can now literally target the operating systems in the nucleotides and in the aminos and in the proteins, as well as in the technology itself that's integrated with those proteins. Like I was talking to somebody else on this, and we're all saying the same thing, that once this thing bypasses everything and is directly inserted into your helix, ain't much you can do. It's pretty much taps for you. People are still running around out there talking about this little pine needle and anise and this and that, and this is going to stop this, it's going to break this down, going to break that down. You know, it's amazing to me how little people read today and just listen to the narratives of these so-called experts that are coming out who aren't experts, just marketing salespeople selling you a bunch of bullshit that doesn't do anything. It's been the common thread for the health food industry for quite some time. You know, it really has. And so it's a sad state of affairs because it has turned something that once had some legitimacy to it into something that's a complete joke today. How many of you actually read the labels before you buy any supplements to see how much crap and excipients are in these supplements? You know, I this is why I tell everybody to go to Pure Bulk. You know, there are other places they sell your bulk. You don't want to go there, go elsewhere. But Pure Bulk, I mean, you get at least a 10% discount just using my name. But the point there is, with Pure Bulk, you're going to get nothing but powder that you can put together yourself. There's no other excipient in there except what, there's no excipient except just the raw material. That's what's on the label. So, you know, like I said, we need to really reevaluate everything that we're considering and thinking and the whole nonsense. I put up 3 more new videos or vids from the past on natural selection, deprogrammer, and resurrection. These 3, I found them to be extremely unique. Because the interesting thing about these shows, they were in the mid-70s is when they came out with these. I think it's mid-70s. And when you would look at unnatural selection, they were already talking about genetically modifying children so that they would have the advantage. Smarter, faster, stronger, more handsome, more beautiful, more developed, more balanced, you know, tighter tush, nicer shaped breasts, beautiful hair, eyes, what the whole 9 yards. They were talking about it back then. Then they made an interesting statement. They had a syndrome called genetic reject syndrome. And what happened was when they created the genetic material, they used a virus. I thought, how sweet it is. They're telling you back then that they were using the proteins of a virus. And what wound up happening, according to their statistics, 1 in 10,000 had a genetic anomaly, which may or may not have been true, because according to the theme there, there was never really any accurate statistics because the whole process was illegal. Imagine that. Genetically engineering a child to give it some advantage. The thing about genetics, which is really interesting, the one thing about messing around with genetics, you may get the desired effect that you're looking for, but there's always a price for screwing around with codes that you do not understand, because a lot of these codes have multiple functions that we, even with the quantum computers, have not been able to figure it out completely. See, it's one thing to do something in a test tube or in a lab. It's another thing to actually put that in a person's body. Now, imagine that. This is 50 years ago, showing us about the utilization of viruses in order to spread a genetic code. Amazing. Amazing. And guess what they're doing today with these injections? They are now causing you to have a genetic twist in your code by adding all these operating systems, codes, and frequencies. We are not heading toward transhumanism. We are heading toward devastation through mutations. Once these mutations kick in, it's game over. You're going to be, Will Smith, I Am Legend. showing that in their movies, you know. Other places, okay, this particular TV show here, again, and this was even long before Will Smith. And there are other shows where they were shown back in the day where they're trying to crossbreed, using genes from insects and men. And you remember the movie The Fly? That's, what do you think they were talking about there? So like I said, that was just on that one. Resurrection was an interesting take where artificial intelligence extrapolates DNA and keeps the DNA clean from the infection that took out the planet. They talk about here of a virus that wiped out the planet. The interesting thing about it was artificial intelligence that was controlling the planet, and if there was anybody who was still left alive, the artificial intelligence or the robots, the automatons, went after people that were still alive at that time. That is going to be the case as well. Whatever escapes mainstream and winds up somehow living out in the outskirts or outer realms or outer rims, they'll come after you. They will come after you. That's why I said before, it's a good idea to learn how to make explosives, learn how to deal with EMPs or electrostatic charges that can disengage these type of operating systems, because that's the only thing that's going to stop them. Anyway, I'm digressing here. So when we're looking at that, you know, and the interference of artificial intelligence, just like the other one, another movie says, I Am Mother. She takes the genetic material and harvests the child and decides to train the child after the image of AI. This is the same thing I was just talking about earlier, about taking your 2 and 3 year olds and putting them in an institution where the artificial intelligence will train these children to be the perfect servant or subservient to this machine. The rest of people will be harvested for their DNA, because artificial intelligence needs DNA to function, to move the volume of information that's required, and requires DNA. You got 7 billion people. Take your pick. The next one was Deprogrammer. This one I saw it coming, where there was a guy serving this reptilian race that had conquered mankind. Same thing, same scenario, a outside force wiping out the species using biowarfare. And those who didn't get away got taken in and became slaves, programmed, and completely indoctrinated into servitude for these aliens. Anyway, the guy gets abducted, and then they show you about the war they had and blah, blah, blah. And then they deprogram him from one program, reprogram him to another program. It was perfect MKUltra shit through and through. That's exactly how cults work. When you watch that, you'll get a good idea how a cult will work. How doctrine, dogma, religion, theology, ideologies can be utilized to program just about anybody to anything that they desire. We have an ongoing gestalt of people following a cult. It's called the vaccination cult by Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is the head priest, leader, goofball, speaker for the cult of the vaccined, or the injectables, or the ridiculously retarded, however way you want to put it. Then I got this video, I've seen it before, I decided to put it up, and I figured, okay, if there's any Canadians out there that still have a mind and are still coherent and can understand certain things, you might want to watch this platform of doctors that were talking. You probably have already seen this, it's been around. And even how some of the politicians are against what's going on. But you have to take with a grain of salt at this point, you know, why is this even being done now? Government of Canada came right out and stated that they wanted everybody vaccinated by September this year in Canada. Now, you have to understand, there's going to be a lot of Canadians going to say, well, everybody should be vaccinated. These Canadians have lost their mind a long time ago. They're nothing but automatons. All they know how to do is recite what they see on television. Polly want a cracker? Oh, Polly want a cracker. You know, that's all they know. It's funny how God gave us a brain between the space of our ears, and yet, most people don't have one. Don't know what happened. Don't know where it went. Don't know how they even got disconnected. But it ain't there anymore. This is why I say be your own individual. That's why I tell you, when I tell you to read the Bible, read it for yourself first. Because this way, nobody can influence you. Once you've read it once, you can understand. Then you can ask them questions, challenge them, challenge anybody on any form of theology that they want to give you. Theology is not what the Bible is about. Never was. The Bible has always been about setting men free and reconnecting with God. That's what it's always been about. And if you actually read the Gospels like I encourage everybody to read, you might be surprised how what I'm saying is so true. Okay. The problem we have is we have had Catholicism, Jesuitism, Judaism, Mormonism, Masonism interfere with the Christian ideologies and belief systems, and they've contorted it and added different dogma and all kinds of shit to it that shouldn't be there. So when you read it, this is why I encourage you to read it for yourself. This way there's nobody can influence you. You'll have at least started to read. That'll be the beginning, and where you will be able to see the connection I just mentioned previously. In Greece, you know, a buddy of mine sent this to me. It's in the languages, I believe, in Greek. But you can translate the page to English by just right-clicking on it. There's a Greek a restaurant who had a sign on his door. In Greece, if you've been jabbed, you don't come in. I think it says, if you've been vaccinated, you can't come in the store. I was like, really? It went all the way to Greece. People are awake on a lot of things. A lot of people are awake. Unfortunately, not enough. But when I see stuff like that, that's really encouraging that across the planet, people are still resisting as well. So, like I said, you know, again, tonight's wasn't about condescending to anybody. But, I mean, I'm pointing out something. I actually was trying a test on something called a torsion field. So we'll see if that worked, too. I'll let you know what the results were. But the point I'm trying to make here is, on all of this, it's about your own personal identity. Don't let anybody take that from you. Don't let anybody try to mislead you into some propaganda. If you don't believe what I'm saying, that's fine too. I have no problem with that. But at least do the right research. Don't just do a Google search. Go on to the sites. Go on to these places where they make these injections. And then read what they got to say when they tell you these are operating systems. They're not vaccines. They don't stop anything. They don't protect you. You still have to. You can still get the variant. And let me talk about the variant again. As viruses mutate, as these proteins mutate, they become less and less potent. Everybody remember that, right? Everybody went to high school and took up biology and learned about viruses. Viruses, as they keep on expanding, they keep on mutating. And as they keep on mutating, the proteins become weaker and weaker and weaker till eventually the virus collapses. What we may be seeing today is the very thing that the flu virus that was out there, the influenza A and influenza B, may be mutating itself out of existence. That's why they're trying to push coming to your door. Because they know they've only got a little window of time before the virus self-destructs. Now, that's a normal virus, so let's get that straight. That's a normal virus, normal flu. Normal, you know, any kind of viral infection that you might have, these things that normally would occur also would clear up by themselves in a very short period of time. This, on the other hand, is a genetically engineered monstrosity designed to, again, coexist inside your DNA, telling your DNA to manufacture rogue proteins so that when they do attach to the system, they do things that to the system that was never ever intended. Okay, and when you add the graphene material to it, them firing frequencies through the graphene, focusing those frequencies, you can see why maybe your head is ringing, or you may find people maybe dying, dropping dead because of a brain aneurysm, or possibly because of a heart attack, or possibly because of a damaged pancreas, cancer, autoimmune disorders, diabetes, all from a frequency, because now you have the means to be accessed and targeted specifically at different organs in different parts of your body. Brain damage, going blind, going deaf, you know, having respiratory issues like asthma, having digestive disorders of all kinds, high pylori, diverticulosis, you know, leaky gut, cancer, liver issues, congested liver, brain tumors. This all can be done now with frequencies. All of it. All of it. You're not going to find this very easily. You can't find it. But you can find how, even with a 3D printer, they can print a component and teleport that to another area. That means even inside of you, because now you have an access. They can read a graphene with just a graphene reader. You don't even have to be injected. Now imagine that being used by 6G to develop whatever inside your body they want you to develop, or to take out whatever part of the body they want. You got a cancer. Oh, you can't cure this cancer. You got a yeast infection. You can't cure that yeast. You got a mold. You got a bacteria. You can't cure it. It won't go away because the stuff inside of you is being told to manufacture these components. It's called mimicry or a mimetic. A lot of people in the health field have no clue. And they'll keep giving you shit that isn't going to work. Let you know that in advance. Save your money. If they're not talking nano poisoning, nanobiology, genetically engineering your system, genetically modified food syndrome, that's what we should be calling it. if they're not dealing with this aspect, frequency assault, targeting individuals, if they're still not dealing with that, they are outdated, outmoded, archaic, and obsolete. Because they're not going to ever fix nothing with the current weaponry they have at their disposal. Herbs are not going to work. Supplements aren't going to work that much. They may help the body keep the body up, standing, fighting, but they're not going to solve the problem. Till you deal with the operating system, and until you disengage those operating systems, these things will continue to perpetuate. Till you can erase the operating system's programming in your DNA and RNA, you will be forever dealing with this shit that you're dealing with. That's the new bioterrorism that they've created. If you don't bend down and kiss their ass, they'll turn the switch on and take you out or make you suffer. That's the way it rolls. That's where it's heading. That's where it's been heading, and now it's just about there. All right, I'm going to wind her down. As I said, stated earlier about reading the Gospels, I'm still standing by that. Read the Gospels. You know, you might find what you're looking for there. It's possible. Read the letters, read the Book of Acts, read Revelations, read it for yourself. Don't let anybody influence you, don't let anybody tell you what to do till you first read it for yourself. Best advice I could give you. That way you can avoid an MK Ultra mind screw job. Okay. I also got people on the site doing stuff. You got Yanni, you got Liberty, you got Fiona, you got Brian, you got Catherine, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got myself, you got Sherry Three Hearts. Everyone's trying to get you informed, so please help them out any way you can. Share their information. If you can help them out financially, please do so. Anybody you want. And if you can't help financially, share the information. You know, that will go a long way. All right, as I always say on these shows, you know, by the grace of God, we are still here. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.